Dr. John Lee in the studio. Good morning. I'm grateful you're here. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Doug. And hello, K-Man.
Yes, and I loved it because I posted up on social media and got a lot of laughs of it. I said, there's going to be two doctors in the studio on Monday, but one is a real doctor. I appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, so it means a lot to me that you're here today. Boy, what a wild last year and a half it's been in K-Man. There's a few things have gone on, right?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on board. It's it has been a very busy last 18 months or so. Yeah, you're quite right.
You know, people got to know you through the press conferences. And I had Danielle on from Hazard Management not too long ago, who I just adore. I think she's awesome. She, I asked her, how many press briefings were you a part of? She said, I was a part and I was at every single one of them. Were you at every single one of them almost?
I think pretty much most of them, not necessarily absolutely all of them. I think on a couple of times I was on a break, so I didn't attend. And sometimes Dr. Williams would go in my stead.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so not everyone.
What's interesting, and I'm sure you've been told us 1,000 times, when we were on lockdown, our worlds revolved around that 2 p.m. press conference.
Yeah, I think it gives it gives everyone some focus, doesn't it? So to know what's going on and to link into the outer world, especially when your world shrunk and you've
right.
been locked up at home. But when you say people got to know me, did they really?
Hold on. Thank you for saying that, sir. I appreciate that because I thought a lot about this weekend, about you coming on to Gold. And I really quick, because prior to this, and no disrespect, but a lot of people didn't know who Dr. John Lee was.
Mm-hmm.
Now it feels like, and I'm sure you see it, I've walked behind you in places before. I have seen the love and adoration in the people that come over and either want to get a picture with you or say hi to you or come over and shake your hand.
Yeah.
That's before this COVID probably didn't happen as much.
Well, I think it did to a little bit of an extent because having been a doctor in Cayman since 2011, you know, I had a small group of people who knew me anyway, a lot of my patients and other people that worked in the hospital, but it's really sort of exploded since
then. Oh, yeah, totally. I wanted to ask you, so prior to COVID and everything, I guess give us your quick snapshot. Your Reader's Digest version of Dr. John Lee, your history, and for people that didn't know you, and you're right, exactly. It felt like people knew you, but did they really know you? I mean, it's like they saw you every day, and it was like, you know, this soothing, kind of comforting authority figure that would go on these press conferences, and, you know, good afternoon. I have 321 cases to report, of which, and it was always people were, what did Dr. Lee say? What did Dr. Lee say?
Yeah. So I think many people will have known that I was a pain specialist probably before, but they didn't really know that I had a management side to me. I mean, apart from the senior management at the HSA, they certainly did because I was very involved in management there. And before I came to this country, I was very involved in clinical standards and management in the UK. So that's a side that people would never really have seen until I'd been thrust into under the spotlight, so to speak. And then this side of me is the side that people are seeing more of, and they're not really seeing so much of the hands-on doctor side.
Had you done much TV or anything like that prior to this?
No, not TV as such, but you know, doctors are often on the stage. They're actually on the spot every day in front of patients, especially in front of new patients.
Right.
And then again, you know, I've had to lecture on multiple occasions, so I'm quite used to standing up in front of lots of people.
So when you did these daily press conferences then, you know, as we were locked up and set our watches for 2 o'clock and watch these daily press conferences then, when this was happening, did you realize what a big deal it was at the time that these press conferences for people on island here and even like the eyeballs on YouTube, if you ever saw it, where those numbers would explode at 2 o'clock?
I guess I didn't. I thought I was so focused on the job at the time that that was grabbing my whole attention into trying to get a good job done.
Yeah.
And so the press conferences were in some ways a distraction, and I'd sit there at the back of the room just thinking and thinking and thinking about the next steps and a little bit about what I was going to say, but also trying to look into the future to see what was going to be there to forecast and to help make my decisions about how I would advise cabinet and the government.
Right. A lot of people say from outside, people from off island in other countries, they have complimented K-Man and the great job that we've done in handling the COVID. You were in the trenches. How good of a job did we do?
I think that's very clear for all to see. I think history will say that the countries have gone for an elimination strategy whereby we have virtually closed the borders, did a lot of very tough biosecurity measures around the borders, meant that all of the businesses that could go back to work went back to work, and keeping that stability has meant that the economy has actually come out a lot stronger in lots of other sectors. Clearly, tourism has suffered. I'm not saying it hasn't, yeah. And that's been very difficult for some people. But that stability is instead of this constant open, close, open, close, open, close, the stability is what's really allowed some countries to get on with their lives, allow people to go back to school, really important things, really helpful for people's mental health as well as their physical health and economies.
We're on with Dr. John Lee here live on K-Man's Greatest Hits. It's Gold. And I want to ask about the vaccination drive and the most recent vaccination push, which is including these prizes and everything that I knew was going to move the meter. Knowing doing radio, you want to get people's attention, you give away free stuff. I mean, it's sad, but it's true, right? And a lot of people came out. I happened to go because we wanted to see firsthand with a radio station the day when there was like 1,100 people got vaccinated. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, amazing numbers.
Tell me now about where you think we're at with the vaccination. What do we need to do now to be able to open things up?
We really hope to get to that target of 80% of our population to be vaccinated before we open up. And that's really, that's a security number so that we know that the virus won't be able to spread when we do relax the borders. We're getting there very well. We have probably higher vaccination rates than many other countries of the world, and we're continuing to do well. But that final drive will be really important to get those numbers up as high as we can so that we can feel confident when we open the borders properly.
So I know, and we've had sitting in that seat right there, we've had MLAs, we've had the governor, and I always have to throw it out there and kind of put you on the spot. I know this is probably a ridiculous question asking for a timetable on this, but ballpark, when do you think we're going to be opening up our borders, Dr. Lee?
I think the Premier's, provided that 10 days or so ago, and he said it's towards the end of the year. We really have to, it's very difficult to set a date because these variants of concern need to be watched. And it's been the same case throughout the whole of the COVID history, that we've had to watch what's happening not only in our borders, but outside our borders, and then make decisions accordingly. And then the virus throws us curveballs. We were all set for opening November last year, and then we had the curveball of the variants of concern. So each time we've been thrown these things, we're hoping that we're getting closer to that hurdle. But it's been pushed back and pushed back, not really by us, but actually by the virus,
right.
and how we've been able to fight it, because it is a battle.
Now, and you see, by the way, these variants and the issues that are happening now from the UK, just now Hong Kong announcing this morning they're not going to allow flights in from the UK, several different countries. I think we're in the US as well. I've got a friend of mine sitting in London right now that's trying to get out and can't get to the US. Do you see that changing?
Yeah, the problem there needs to be understood. The reason that that's happening is those countries do not have high enough vaccination rates. So if they had high enough vaccination rates, they shouldn't be bothered. Mm. But they haven't. That's why they need to shut down, because they don't want the variants of concern, like the Delta variant, the so-called Indian variant, from getting in, because it's very infectious. In countries which have high vaccination rates, they're the ones that can relax. And there's a great article today that I saw in the newspaper called The Guardian in the United Kingdom, where they looked at all of the countries which have got vaccination rates 60% and above,
yeah.
And in each, and even 50% and above, including the US, the UK, Israel, and in all of those countries, despite the fact that the Delta variant is there, the number of deaths has gone down,
way down.
As you've increased your vaccination rates, the death rates go down and down and down until they're virtually at the floor, and they stay at the floor, and that's what we want to see around the world.
Yeah, totally. What we're going to do real quick here, I'm going to play a quick song. We're going to come back out. I got to ask you, over the weekend when I mentioned that you were coming on the show, several parents had mentioned to me and asked me about a couple of questions to ask you regarding children. Are you comfortable with me asking about vaccination of children?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great, I love it. It's Dr. Lee, by the way, the folks that ran into us wanted to give you lots of love. And like I said, it's inspiring to be able to see the love and adoration for you that's happened on this island. It's got to be humbling.
Yeah, no, it's really touching, but it is. I see it. I take it. It is very much for the team. team. So,
okay,
you know,
good.
It's very much a team effort.
Yeah, you seem like that one of those type of guys, too. You know, no disrespect to your counterparts up north, but, you know, when you hear about the controversy surrounding, like, a Dr. Fauci or whatever, who's been on both sides of the spectrum here, flip-flopping around a little bit, some people say, and other people say he's been doing a tremendous job. But, you know, he, down here, it seems like you shoot straight, and this is what the latest science says, and this is what's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you about kids and about kids getting kids vaccinated here in our last few minutes. And then, you know, we put everyone on the spot here, sir, as far as asking for a couple of your songs from the playlist, if we can get it. So I'm kind of excited to see what the Dr. John Lee playlist looks like. We'll do that coming up. It's 8:12. Good morning.
1, 2, 3.
It's 8:15. K-Man's greatest hits. It's gold. Got a news update from the K-Man Compass coming up in a matter of moments. By the way, the recently reduced 5-day quarantine period for vaccinated travelers currently only applies to people who can provide vaccination certificates issued in the Cayman Islands or the UK. There was this, I can't remember where I saw it, but there was a documentary that they put together, an investigative report, I should say. I'm with Dr. John Lee this morning on a Monday morning live in Gold, where there were folks actually printing some of these vaccination cards. Said one of the guys said, and they blacked out his face, said, you get a good card stock and a good printer, you could duplicate these cards rather easily to be able to skirt the quarantine process. Have you heard about that as well?
That's absolutely the case. And we've had reports from Interpol saying that there's a lot of forgeries going around, which is exactly why Cabinet said that they wish to have secure verification of vaccination. And by secure verification, we don't just mean a certificate that is that looks okay.
Yeah.
We actually want to be able to check that it's been produced correctly. Eventually, what we're all going to have is likely to be some form of electronic verification. At the moment, for the HSA, we can look in the database and see whether somebody's been vaccinated. In the NHS, we can check whether somebody can log into their app, and that is the secure verification there. And that's
Great. Basically
a countrywide system. It's not because it's the UK or whatever country it is. It's because we have the ability to check it with that particular country. These systems are being rolled out right across the world, so we know they're already in the EU. We are working, we hope within like 10 days, I mean a very short space of time, to be able to read the EU certificates where there's a barcode to securely verify that is the correct person,
right,
and they've been vaccinated. And that's also coming across the US. There's a lot of discussion behind the scenes. Walmart, all of the big healthcare providers are all going to be producing these digital certificates so we can check absolutely that this is not a forgery, because we don't want people to be able to come in and just have a printed certificate that they've,
right,
you know, printed in their back office to and then put us at risk.
Yeah, right. You know what's crazy? Because, well, this is a once-in-a-century pandemic. We're learning as we go along with this, aren't we?
We're really at the head of the curve in Cayman because we're so well vaccinated. That is the reason that we're having to sort of, some people may think that we're a little bit behind. It's actually because we're so far ahead in terms of our vaccination and opening up safely that we actually are looking for some of the solutions which the world is yet to sort out.
So getting back to that, you're talking about vaccinations. We're talking with Dr. John Lee here at 8:17. Good morning. It's Cayman's greatest hits. It's gold. What do you think when you have people that throw these reasons why they're not getting vaccinated, and you probably have ran into quite a few, or people have confided in you or told you they haven't been vaccinated because they believe in one thing or another, and I'm sure there's probably times where you think that's pretty outlandish, and not only that, it's unfounded. Some of these people that are saying that certain illnesses or you could die or whatever if you get the vaccination or certain things will happen to you. What do you say as a doctor, sir, to those type of people?
I think it's really important to allow everybody to make a decision up in their own time and in their own way. That is what is, as a, when you're a doctor patient at a single level or at a public health level, you must give people as much information as they can from the correct sources for them to make up their own decision. So the other day I was in a little small group meeting with five people who weren't sure about the vaccine, and I chatted to them for an hour and went through all of their different concerns. They raised an awful lot of stuff, which was, a lot of it was valid, and a lot of it was perhaps came from sources that I could say, well, that's just, I could debunk them as being fake news, but just to go through it and let them make up their own minds in their own way, and I think that is the most important message, that people must be allowed to make their own decisions in their own way, provided they get access to the right information, which is what I try and do all the time, share the right information.
That's great. Now, last question here, kids. Tell me about children. And, you know, you're hearing in the States right now with some controversy surrounding heart issues involving children and a nose that say kids maybe shouldn't be vaccinated. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so we clearly know that children are not very susceptible to the virus, or if they have the infection, they don't transmit it so well, and they also don't suffer sickness. So that's great news all around. But as they become young adults, so certainly in the 12 plus, which we can now vaccinate in Cayman down to 12 plus with the Pfizer vaccine, they are going to more take on what an adult might do. So what we want to do is to push up that vaccination rate right across the board through all of the different age groups to get that community protection from the vaccine. And when we get that up to 80%, that's when we feel that the children will be protected as a result of this community protection. So that's the reason behind keeping children relatively restricted until such time as we get that community protection, because we know that children can be a reservoir for infection. As far as the myocarditis and pericarditis, the heart problems that you mentioned, that appears to be only in young adults. So far, the CDC evidence has shown that it's young adults. It's
not children.
Not children, it's young adults, sort of like between 18 and 30. The incidence of those is still incredibly small. It's something like in the order of 25 to 28 per million people.
Well,
so it's a tiny, tiny percentage.
But hundredths of a percentage.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So what's really important, though, is for us to make sure that the doctors are aware, so that if there's anybody that gets palpitations or shortness of breath, any of these sorts of symptoms, that they know to go to the doctor. All of these people have so far recovered, so that's great news.
Yeah, that is. Well, sadly, it got front page headlines, and that's what's scaring a lot of people, with children especially. You know, even if it's 5 in 100 million or whatever the obscene number is, it's something that's rather scary to parents here. But any final thoughts here, by the way, sir, before I get to your playlist? And, you know, we've got a lot of ears that are listening to this radio station right now, and people that are maybe on the fence with vaccinations and wondering what's going to be happening next. And you've always been great about giving information in kind of an easy to digest way for people.
I think the bottom line for me would be, if you are my relative, if you are my friend, I would be encouraging you to take the vaccination. I've always been somebody who has endeavored, as hope if people know me very well, will know that I just tell them the truth as I know it. And that's what I would encourage. If you are a relative or a friend of mine, I would say, please go and get that protection, because having COVID is far, far worse than any risk related to the vaccination. And that's what I want to stop any serious illness or death from getting COVID, and also the long COVID, the symptoms that can hang around in up to 10 or 20% of people for many months or years after a COVID infection.
Dr. John Lee, thank you again for your time, sir. Never disappoints on any of the interviews that you're on, whatever the radio station or on television. You're always awesome, and it blows me away. Like I said, the love and adoration, it's kind of awesome to be able to watch it happen, and the people that really actually think the world of you here on Island, and we are blessed to have you here on Island. So thank you, sir, for being here today. We appreciate it a lot. The songs, now I'm putting you on the spot. This obviously, you know, music is touches everyone in different ways. Certain people have certain thoughts and memories about people, places, and things with certain songs. If you don't mind, sir, I ask you for two songs to add to the playlist here. Give us your two songs, and if you don't mind explaining why you picked these two songs, besides the fact that you like turning them up on the radio.
The first song is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and the reason is not because the content of her song is really about being a jilted lover.
Yeah.
So that is not the issue. It was really the song that I sung when I was a young adult, because life had thrown me a lot of curveballs, and I was the one on my own that needed to be strong in order to get through life until I was in a happier place.
Wow.
So that is a personal strength song for me. And the second, really,
real quick, sir, did you sing karaoke to that song?
No, I wouldn't.
Is there a YouTube video of that somewhere out there?
Dancing, yes, but karaoke, no.
Yeah.
Then second is Prince singing Raspberry Beret. The reason is because just don't always look at the book. You need to read the book. So don't always judge something by its cover, whether it be Prince, whether it be David Bowie, whether it be the comedian Eddie Izzard from the UK. All of these people try and throw you off guard by the things, the way they dress, the way they behave, as many artists do, but they're all brilliant. And it's just to say, look a little bit more deeply at people and what they're actually bringing to the table rather than the outside of them.
Dr. Lee, thank you for your time. Will you please come back again soon on Gold? We'd really, really love to have you on again.
Thanks very much. I'd be delighted to come.